Hackleberg's gone. Yeah. How do you rebuild a small town like that?
You might think a $4 billion windfall is something to celebrate, but Governor Robert Bentley chose his words carefully during a recent visit to Tuscaloosa.
The most important thing we always remember are our people. But one of the things that happens like here is this is actually going to stimulate our economy.
Bentley's referring to the estimated $4 billion worth of insured losses in Alabama following the April tornadoes. On the one hand, it's welcome news for Alabama, where unemployment is 10% or more, but all of these dollars came at the cost of over 200 lives.
We don't want tragedies, but that's one of the things that many times will happen as money begins to flow into the state.
If any state is familiar with the economic boom that can follow a natural disaster, it's Florida. In 2004, hurricanes Charlie, Francis, Ivan, and Gene hit the state in a single month's time. University of Central Florida professor Sean Snaith arrived after the storms, but he says he hears about them all the time.
I guess when I'm frightened of a thunderstorm, someone reminds me that, you weren't here back then when we had these storms just passing through seemingly every other week.
Snaith is director of the UCF Institute for Economic Competitiveness in Orlando, and he studied the local impact from the storms of 2004. Charlie did $14 billion worth of damage alone. Snaith says that meant extra work in some industries.
There is a benefit because there's more economic activity. Roofs have to be repaired. Buildings that were water damaged have to be gutted repaired as well. Things that were destroyed have to be rebuilt from the ground up.
A similar bump is expected for Alabama's construction industry. Right now, the cleanup is still underway. A debris crew with a knuckle truck is working in a neighborhood near the University of Alabama. They're picking up tree trunks, some as big as 20,000 pounds.
These are five that we know are definitely total.
Rick Jarman has a lighter load to worry about. He owns a Tuscaloosa construction company. His future sits in three cardboard boxes in his office. One box holds paperwork for upcoming repair jobs from the tornado. The second is homes that need to be torn down. And the third is for new jobs not filed yet in boxes one or two.
Well, I would say that we have been working on, we'd try and take probably six or seven a week.
That's 50 new jobs and counting just since the tornado. For Jarman, that's a big jump compared to just a few years ago before the economic downturn. Back then, he employed 16 construction workers. Now he's got just two. Jarman says the real flood will happen in a few months when insurance checks arrive.
It's putting guys back to work that were maybe struggling to pay their truck payment, you know, pay their house payment, even buy groceries. I mean, it's been rough for a lot of the subs out there and builders, too.
Subs are subcontractors, but the news may not be good for everyone. When Hurricane Charlie hit Florida in 2004, construction businesses did well, but the storm also did $300 million worth of damage to the state's citrus crop, and the recovery took months longer. Here in Alabama, one industry was especially hit hard by the storms. Here in Cottondale, Rena Jarvis is ringing the dinner bell at her family's chicken coop. The Tuscaloosa tornado didn't hit her neighborhood, but others in the poultry industry weren't as lucky. Jarvis's egg business is a mainstay at local farmers' markets, but we're talking about 400 chickens. Farther north near Jasper, things are different.
We had 46,000 birds we had to get rid of.
Dorman Grace is a third-generation poultry farmer, and he was hit by the tornadoes that struck the morning of April 27th, hours before the Tuscaloosa twister. 3 million birds were lost statewide.
But it just kind of went across here. It's sad to see these 100-and-something-year-old trees that have been here your whole life. You see them blown over.
Grace walks through a huge grassy field which holds his commercial chicken houses. Two are still standing, but next to them are two patches of dirt 400 feet long. Grace says the tornado took both of those houses.
You're looking at $600,000-$700,000 to build back. And at my age, it's something you want to stop and think about a little bit.
700 chicken houses were lost or damaged statewide due to the storms. It could take 6 months to a year before Alabama's poultry industry bounces back, but that's assuming that every chicken farmer hit by storm damage stays in the business. Dorman Grace is also past president of the Alabama Poultry and Egg Association. He's worried that some chicken farmers who are in their 50s, like him, might quit.
People would just say, well, listen, I'm going to take the insurance money. If I have any debt, I'll pay that off, and I'm not going to build back because of age. It's not that they dislike the industry or anything like that. It's just a matter of what you want to do with the rest of your life.
Even the construction industry isn't completely confident good times are coming. The worry is that some property owners in Alabama are underinsured, and that could mean fewer dollars than the state is expecting. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Jasper.